Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 16th, 2024, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
New scientific studies reveal drastically low numbers of giant sequoia seedlings in some areas burned by megafires. New scientific studies announced by the Giant Sequoia Lands Coalition revealed drastically low numbers of giant sequoia seedlings in areas burned by recent megafires. Up to 20% of the world's mature giant sequoias have been killed since 2015, with a majority perishing in wildfires from 2020 and 2021. Without intervention, some groves may face long-term or permanent loss. The U.S. Geological Survey's research shows that recent fires have been more severe than historical norms, impacting seed trees and new seedlings. Climate conditions post-fire, including high temperatures and severe drought, further threaten seedling survival. The Giant Sequoia Lands Coalition continues to support restoration efforts based on scientific research to ensure the preservation of these iconic trees.
ECS Plus aims to cut business energy costs by 30%. Woman-owned expense reduction firm helps businesses combat rising energy expenses. ECS Plus, a woman-owned cost savings and efficiency firm, aims to cut business energy costs by 30%. Rising energy expenses have become a burden on businesses, with commercial electricity rates nearly doubling over the past two decades. ECS Plus offers energy expense reduction services in 17 states, helping businesses manage and reduce their energy bills. Clients like Haralaos Aspromatis of Verona American Grill have seen significant savings, with a 38.5% reduction in electricity costs and 13% in gas. ECS Plus operates in deregulated electric markets, allowing clients to competitively shop for the best prices. On average, businesses save 15 to 30% per year on energy bills with ECS Plus, thanks to their unique compensation structure that ensures impartiality and no bias towards specific vendors. Contact Ms. Brianti at ECS Plus to schedule a consultation and start reducing your energy expenses today.
Battery Mineral Resources announces first shipments of copper concentrates to Anglo American PLC for smelting. Battery Mineral Resources Corp. announces the first shipments of copper concentrates to Anglo American PLC for smelting. The company has supplied 503.74 dry metric tons of copper concentrates to Anglo's Chagres smelter in Catemu, Chile. These concentrates, with 25.98% copper, were produced at BMR's Punitaqui plant. CEO Martin Kostuic sees this as a step towards positive cash flow, aiming to produce up to 2,800 DMT of copper concentrate per month by year-end. With mining activities ramping up at Sinabrio and San Andres mines, BMR is on track to achieve full production. For more information, visit bmrcorp.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.